Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Kuf Lamed Hey Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. We're in Simin Shin Yud Ches dealing with the halachas of Bishul, and we begin on the last line of Kuf Lamed Hey Omid Aleph with Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, he brings down an opinion which is brought down by the Tur in the name of the Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, as well the Smag brings this down. This opinion states, Yesh Misha Omer, the Dover Shenefe O Nitzlo, something that was previously baked before Shabbos, or was roasted before Shabbos, nevertheless, in Bishlu, if you go and cook it on Shabbos, Achakach B'mash, if you place this previously baked or roasted item into water and you cook it on Shabbos, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. This constitutes Bishul on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem, we're talking here about Rotzalomar, Shinesono Bakidera Kishimis Bashelis Imrotev. You're putting this previously baked item, let's say you take a piece of bread, and you put it inside this Kidera that has Rotav, it has Morok, it has gravy or soup inside this container because it's heated up already. The Imnosno B'mashkim Tzonin, because obviously if you put the bread into cold water and then you heat up the cold water, typically the Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul Avor HaMashkim, then you'd be heating up the mashkim. So we're talking about placing bread inside something that has gravy that it's already heated up. So this is an Issur Bishul, the Mechaber told us. Sivkot Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Afo Gav De'ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dover Yavesh, even though we previously learned that there is no din of cooking after cooking by a dry item. Mikol makom yesh bishul achar tzoli. There is cooking over here after roasting. V'afilu adayin roseach machmas atzliya. And he brings down in the name of Achronim that this is true even if the roasted item is still very hot. You still cannot put it inside cooked dish, and therefore you're cooking now this thing that was previously roasted. The Mishnah continues and says, "Uhadin l'shitazu." According to this opinion, yesh tzliach habishul. You likewise have the issur of roasting after cooking, and therefore lachain also litain dover shenis bashel etzlei. Therefore, you can't take something which has been cooked in a liquid, obviously, next to a fire, if it doesn't have bli rotav, because if there's no rotav there, then it's called tzli. And he brings it down in the name of the Magen Avraham. And he says, V'lav davka eitzalei. So this is true, not even if it's next to the fire. Du'adin b'chol mokum shiucha litzolos michol matanin. This is even if it's any place near enough to the fire that it will roast because of the heat of the fire. V'lochein, therefore, tzorek lizor, shalo lahachzir bosor mevushol. Therefore, you have to be very careful to not return bosor that was previously cooked but has no rotav, b'li rotav now, l'toch hatanur, inside the oven, because it's going to roast and not cook. If it's going to be in a place where the temperature reaches yatzu lettuce bowl. We discussed yatzu lettuce bowl in the past. Mitzvah Shem will see in upcoming shiurs what the actual temperature is. Basically, this temperature of yatzu lettuce bowl we'll see is somewhere between 40 degrees Celsius and maybe 52 degrees Celsius, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 120 or so. The temperature at which a person would recoil his hand from the hot item. In any event, v'afilu miyamidenu agabi kidera hamafsekes, and this would be not permitted even if you have some sort of a kidera in between the fire and this dish without rotav in it, because this is called now roasting and not called cooking. So there is no cooking after cooking for a dry item, but there is roasting or concern of roasting after cooking with a dry item. Then the Mishnah says, "Avol kuliyama ain't sliach hard sleep." But roasting after roasting, that is similar to for a dover that is dry, a dover gush. You likewise don't have baking after baking. You don't have roasting after roasting. And he says, "V'dover shenitzla mutu litno etzelo eish afilum nitzdani." And therefore, you can put something that was previously roasted near a fire. It doesn't have any gravy over here, so it's not going to get cooked. So it's just roasting after roasting, and that's permitted. But you can't put it too close so you don't come to go and stoke the coals. Likewise, don't put it on the bottom of the oven. But you'd have some sort of a kli over there that is empty underneath this roasted item that you're putting there. You shouldn't put it directly on top of the bottom of the oven, so it shouldn't look like you're cooking it over there. And he says, we've learned these halachos, and the same thing applies, he says, the same rules apply over here for baking, just like roasting. Because there is no baking after baking, just like there's no roasting after roasting, just like there's no cooking after cooking for dry items. Number of important comments from the Dirsha footnotes, which are numerous here, we'll only do parts of them. We don't have the time, unfortunately, to all of them. In Dirsha footnote number 59, in the second paragraph, he brings down what is the status of frying in a regular frying pan. So he brings down from the Magen Avraham that that's not considered bishul. However, he brings down from other achronim, ein hechrech shekeinu din. It's not certain that that's the din. He points out, however, certainly if you just have a little bit of oil in the bottom of the frying pan in order that it shouldn't burn the food item, so then that definitely is not considered frying, but that's considered baking. What about deep frying? In the next paragraph, he brings out from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that deep frying is considered bishul. And he says this is also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, as well as Rizniff and Karlitz, Shlita. In the issue for number 60, in the second paragraph, he brings down what about roasting in a pot without water? That's called Sli Kedar. So he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shitochen She'en Nechshav Kitzli or Elke Bishul. That's not called roasting, because it's in a pot, and it is considered bishul, even though there's no water in the pot. And he says, "Virakt slia agabi gecholim." If it's only called roasting, if you actually put it directly over the charcoals, the coals, or you have some sort of a spit, that's called roasting. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim. Shetzli kedor nechshav kimavushal. The Yeshiva number 61 brings down slia acharafia, roasting after baking. The Machzitz HaShekel brings down from the Magen Avraham that this is permitted, but the Prima Gadim says that this is forbidden. In regards to making toast on Shabbos from bread that's already baked, so there are those that permit it, and there are those that say, no, it is too much like roasting. Now we go back to the Mechaber. He says, based upon what we just said, that you're not allowed to go and cook something after it has been baked. So he says, therefore, v'osu litein pas, you can't take bread, afilu b'chli sheni shayatsu lettuce bo. You can't put bread into a kli sheni that still is hot to the temperature of yatsu lettuce bo. For example, you can't put bread into a cholent or put bread into soup. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Membeis that the Mechaber is telling us an additional din over here. Hosef bezed din acher. But Tom, the reason why he tells us about the bread and the soup, the sfira le the day azu, the yesh dvar mishim ispashlim afilu b'chli sheni mipnei she rakim. He specifically points out this is true for bread over here, which is very easily cooked, and therefore this is not permitted to be put into this kli sheni that has hot water in it. They ain't on a bakiyim, and since we're not familiar with what things are considered soft and easily cooked and what things aren't, therefore he says you shouldn't put the bread into this cliche ni shayatsu lettuce bowl. The alkane, therefore, hosif lasso litin pasa ofui, du rakich afil b'chlisheni. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber told us you can't put bread into the soup or to a cholin because it may be easily cooked. He says, and according to this opinion, you also have to be stringent. You shouldn't put anything into a klisheni unless you're absolutely certain it won't be cooked there. And since we're not certain about these things, one shouldn't do this. And he says, look further in Sif Tes, Odos Tavlin, where we'll discuss the halachos of spices into a klisheni. The issue footnote number 62 in the second and third paragraphs brings down the Chazon Ish, who writes that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us shebeitza misbashelas benokel, that an egg certainly cooks very easily, and therefore asur mikradin litno b'klisheni, you can't put an egg, an uncooked egg, into a hot klisheni. And he says from the Chai Adam and the Ktzos HaShulchan and the Shvitz HaShabbos as well, she'ein l'sita b'chlisheni. None of them allow you to put an egg into a klisheni. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who adds, she'ein l'seis beitza chaya af b'chlishlishi. You can't put a raw egg even to a koshlishi if the water in it is still very hot, because one can see that the egg cooks in there. So how can you say it's not cooking? And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. He says, "Lishtos mashke roseach b'sha sheyesh befiv meichel ashu mikalei bishul." Let's say you have a piece of bread in your mouth and you're drinking a hot tea. So there is no problem over here, according to Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita, that you're going to cook the piece of bread that's in your mouth. He says, for the little period of time there, it's certainly not a psik resha that it will cook. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. You don't have to be concerned that if you have a cook in your mouth, or if you have a piece of bread in your mouth and you have a hot coffee from a klisheni, there is no doubt that that is permitted to go and drink the coffee with the cookie or cake or bread in your mouth. The issue foot number 63 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shinir Hashein Isser Loseis Eshar Dvar M'chlisheni Mi'ikr Din. Other things that aren't definitely Kalei Abishu, you can put into a klisheni. He says that's the Ikr Din. And he says this is true even if the temperature in the klisheni is very high. It's Yad Nichvus Bo. You'd burn yourself in such a temperature. Kivin Shalom Iski Rizos B'Rishon and Tur Shulchan Aruch, since this isn't brought down. And even according to the Smach, who is Machmer over here, he's only Machmer over here, as we brought down with bread, because it's baked and it's very easy to cook. However, he concludes that the minhag is not to go put things into a klisheni that's very hot, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, because mechseikim mevashal. We're not sure over here what is bishul or not for these things, and therefore, mevnesha bishir yad nichvesbo yesh lahachmir bisur Shabbos. And since this may be yad nichvesbo as well, maybe very hot, we are very machmir on Shabbos. Especially since it's very difficult to actually know the temperature in the klisheni, because if it's yad nichvesbo, then it definitely is a problem. If it's yad soledesbo, it may not be a problem. Therefore, one should be machmir. He brings down, however, from the Sefer Yireim, which apparently the Chazon Ish did not see, and he writes down, Shein lo says, Shum maichol b'chli sheni. You shouldn't put any item that could be potentially cooked into a kli sheni. And he says, therefore, you couldn't even put him into a kli shlishi, something that is a kali habishul, which we don't necessarily know what they are. However, if you can definitely eat from this kli shlishi or drink from this kli shlishi in a fashion that you can do this without just taking a sip, so then Rav Yashiv would say, certainly, you can rely upon the opinions that the chom there is not yatza lettuce bow, and mutal lechatchil l'seis besolchu es kolam acholim sheno vade kali habishul. In a kli shlishi, you can definitely put things in unless you absolutely know that they're kali habishul and that they will cook in this fashion. Now we go to the Mechaber, who brings down a much more makel opinion. The Mechaber says, V'yesh matirim, there are those that are matir, and the Ramah says, Hagoa b'chli sheni, that's to allow to be placed bread or something like that into a kli sheni. And then, V'yesh makilin, afilu b'chli rishon. Then he brings down an even more makel opinion that says, you can even put the bread into a kli rishon. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, Sfir lehu, the ain kli sheni mevashel b'shum dover, because this opinion holds that you can't cook by definition in a kli sheni. And Dishu foot number 64 brings down the explanation for this is because it wasn't directly on the fire and therefore its walls are not hot. So even though the liquid inside of it may be hot, since the walls are not hot, it won't adequately cook something. Likewise, the walls will also cool off the food in there much quicker. He brings down many additional things in this footnote that are important, Ayin Shum in Dishu foot number 64. Then the Mishnah brings down in Sivkot Mem Dalet that there's a lenient opinion that says you can even put the bread into a Kli Rishon. Sfir lehu, the ain shayach shem bishul achar afiyo tzliya. This opinion holds that there is no concept of cooking after something has been baked or roasted, and vice versa as well. There is no concept of baking or roasting after cooking. The Ramah now continues and he says, v'nogu lizor lechatchila. The halacha lemaisa is that we are machmir over here, shaloli tein pas afilu b'chli sheni, that we take the more stringent approach here and we do not put bread into a kli sheni, kolzman shayatzu lettuce bow, if the soup, the item in the kli sheni, is considered yatzu lettuce bow, again, hot enough that you would recoil your hand from it, not hot enough to burn it though. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memhei, Pirush, she'ein nosdim lechem b'morok shalat cholent. Therefore, the bottom line is you can't put bread into cholent. Bekarashi klisheni, assuming the plate over here is a klisheni. In other words, you have the cholent cooking on the fire, you take it off the fire, then you dish it out and put it into your plate. You shouldn't put bread into that cholent. Bekarashikain sheyizor shalol la'aros alemikli rishon. And likewise, if you have bread in the plate already, you shouldn't pour from the cholent directly onto the bread. Be'osim shechoshchem habitzolim. And likewise, people that cut up onions, v'nosin l'sol chamorok bakara, and then they place these raw onions into the kos sheni, the morok over here in the plate, lo yosimu rak achar shalotia hayatzu lettuce b'morok. You have to make sure that it's not yatzu lettuce bow. The belechem yish kula machma shenefer kvar, because by bread you have maybe a kul over here that ain bishul achar afiyah. And yet, we brought down a stringent opinion. So certainly, by Betzalim, Koshkei Betzalim, one has to be very careful. And especially since we're not sure what is considered soft and what's not considered soft, as we've already explained, Machanal. And therefore, and certainly, if you're putting the onions directly on a solid object that's hot, then you definitely have to be careful, because the Yesh Poskim, the Dover Gush, a solid hot item, even though it's in a kli sheni, dino kli rishon has the ability to go and cook like a kli rishon. V'apilu miyantin atsheyev morok shebakara ene yatzu lettuce bow. And even if you wait until the soup in your plate has now decreased below yatzu lettuce bow, mikol mokom, still one has to be careful that the remnant onions that are left over here, yizor shelo yishpok achakach al shiurei betzolim shenisha bakara, you can't pour onto the leftover onions that you have in your plate over here, straight from the pot, min amorok shebekdeira, in mayatzu lesben, from the kli rishon that you're pouring now onto these onions. Even though these onions were in the kli sheni hot soup, you're not allowed to go and pour on them from a kli rishon. The iru mivashel kli klipa, because here the iru kli rishon is going to definitely be able to be mivashel to the external part, the kli klipa, as we'll learn in Yitzhak Shemin, as we've already learned, actually, and we'll see this in Sif Yud. V'yesh b'zeh chashash daraisa, that could actually be a nisa daraisa. There was a custom that they would go and make over here some sort of a cholent that had the feast of animals in it, the feast aloch of the animals. Lachto chatichas pas b'chli. They would apparently put a piece of bread into the container. And then they would pour this mixture over here of this chamin over here that was made up, this morok shel haraglayim mikli rishon, onto this bread. So lo yofeh heinosin. This is improper. Dafilum lo yitena pas b'tchila. Even if you were to put the bread into the kli sheni afterwards, you didn't put the bread in Achyar Hamark Tchila Bechli Kideshiasik Lishani. So even if you put this Fisalach dish over here, hot dish that was poured from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, and then you put in the bread, we just said, Halakos of Ramad, the Yesh Lazar is that. You shouldn't even do that. So certainly, to directly pour onto the bread, Iri Kli Rishon, that's not allowed. Elam Rotzi Litin Pas, if you do want to put in bread, Yamtin Ashalo Yeh Hayatzo Lettuce B'Marok, you have to wait till it cools off below the temperature of Yatzo Lettuce Bo, and then you can put in the bread. Or, alternatively, at least, Shilkol Apochos Yishav Bekaf Menekadera, another suggestion is to take a ladle and dish out from the Kli Rishon with this ladle. So now you've made the ladle into a Kli Sheni. You can't leave the ladle too long inside the Kli Rishon, or else it becomes a Kli Rishon itself. But if you quickly dish out with a ladle, so the ladle now is a Kli Sheni, Kidei Shetia HaKa'ara Kli Shlishi. And now when you take from the ladle and you put it into the plate will now be a Kli Shlishi. And therefore, there's no problem with putting the bread in that. The kosher cane, certainly, Imrotz Elitein Betzolim Vishumim Lasol Chacham Leil, and certainly if you're putting onions or garlic inside these hot dishes, you have to be very careful not to do this. Because if you were to go and pour from a Kli Rishon that has Shiat, so let us ban hot stuff in it, this could be an Issa Darais over here, because Irui Kli Rishon, as we've stated many times, is Mavashu Kadei Klipa, and these things have not been previously cooked, so therefore this would be potentially an Issa Darais, as we've already explained, the Chanal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memvav writes, Ubedieved Afilu B'Kli Rishon En Lesar. After the fact, if you put the bread in there, even if it was put into a Kli Rishon, it is permitted, because the Yesh Lismoch Ayesh Makilin. Because you do have this very lenient opinion that we brought down that you can rely upon after the fact. Sivkot Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu B'Kli Sheni, Ubechli Shlishi Metzadi Tapri Begodim Misiv Kotin Lamed Hei Lohokel. And into a Kli Shlishi, even though we said a Kli Sheni, you shouldn't do this, into a Kli Shlishi, we are no hake to be makel. Dishah number 65 brings down that the onions are not considered over here like spices, and spices you are allowed to put in a Kli Sheni, because he says over here from the Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Mipnei Shabbatzolim Re'uyim Lachila, because they're edible in and of themselves, and therefore, since you also have to take off mitzvah on them, they're considered like a real food and not like just spices. And he adds, to put them into a Kli Shishli, however, would be permissible. Dishah number 66 brings down, when you place a pickle on top of kugel, there is a potential problem with this. However, many suggest that it is permissible, kivin she'ein miskavein lebishul amalafon. Because even though this hot piece of kugel, which is a dover gush, even though it's a Kli Sheni, we said it can be mavashal like a Kli Rishon, but since your intention over here is not to cook the malafel foam, this pickle, and in fact it will get worsened by the heat, so therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says this is permissible. The issue footnote number 68 brings down the shear of Yad Nichvis Bo, how hot that is. He says, She'enu yochol lahachlin sesyado below shetichve. If you have to withdraw your hand because your hand will get burned, as soon as you touch it, your hand will get burned, that's called Yad Nichvis Bo. And Amir Tzashem, we will learn in Sivkot and Peites in the Mishnah Berurah, which will be Dirshu, footnote number 99 over there, the halachos of the actual temperatures of Yad Nichvis Bo and Yad Tzol Lettuce Bo. There are many more additional things to say over here in the footnotes, but we won't have time to do all of them, so we'll stop over here and ask people to go look at the footnotes themselves to pick up on many additional dinim. That concludes today's shir.